You're listening to the Sans Pants Network,
home of comedy,
culture, adventures,
and ghosts.
Hey everybody, welcome to Shut Up A Second. My name's Hayden. Cass is here as well.
Yes, I am.
And we are joined by the incredibly funny Ben Russell.
Hello. How are you?
I'm so good. What's Ben, you got a TV show pilot. It's out right now on 10play.com, I assume.
I imagine there's a .au on there.
Oh, probably.
Oh, yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Localize it.
They couldn't spring for the .com.
Well, you know, and it's, you know, it's an Australian. I think it's good. I think it's good vibes. They don't want to be a .com. Plus, you got to pay those .com prices.
Oh, I know. Oh, it's called Time to Die. It's. Do you want to give it a quick plug? What's it about, Ben?
Two comedians write their dream nightmare set for one another and perform it in front of an unsuspecting audience, so they don't know that this is all on purpose.
Unpurposely horrible stand-up.
Yes.
We're very excited for it. I mean, it's already out.
Yes, it's definitely already out right
now. I've definitely already seen it. It's so good, man.
The reviews are in and the reviews are good. People are tweeting me. They're saying, fuck you for absolutely no reason.
Love that.
That's
how you know you're onto a winner.
That's how you know you're good.
Tom killed it. Everyone's killing it.
Yeah. Today's topic is the Holy Grail. Ooh.
So a grail's a cup, right?
Yeah, it's a cup. I'd say it's similar to a goblet.
Yeah.
Maybe a grail and a goblet are interchangeable. Well, maybe they're synonyms.
We're not using grail very much as a word for a cup. It's kind of like Hitler. No one's called Hitler anymore. You know,
yeah,
and
the grail has
done one of them.
Everyone hates grails because of the Holy Grail.
I want to make it very clear that they're two very different things.
Mm.
But it's just in terms of, you know, words and names.
Hitler wanted the Holy Grail. He had a good
look
for it.
He did.
Yeah.
Did he really?
Oh my God.
I did not know that. That's
Indiana
so funny.
Jones and the Last Crusade. Hayden.
Yeah.
We don't usually start off with facts this early, but I didn't know anything about the Holy Grail. I don't want to fill people in. Did you know the Holy Grail was the cup Jesus drank from in the Last Supper?
Everybody knows that, Hayden.
Well, I didn't fucking know that.
What do you mean you didn't know that? You were the only person that
knew. I didn't know that.
What?
I didn't know.
I also
didn't know King Arthur tried to look for it. There's a whole thing about King Arthur looking for the Holy Grail.
Yeah.
You guys are looking at me like this is so obvious. I didn't know any of this.
I feel like...
When would I have learned this? It's not even real. Why would I know
Monty Python and the Holy Grail.
Yeah.
Oh, is that in that?
Yeah.
That's the
Indiana
plot.
Jones and the Last Crusade.
That's
is all about the Holy
plot.
Grail.
Well, I haven't seen Indiana Jones
and
the Last...
That's fucking crazy to me.
What's the one where he opens the chest and his face melts?
That's Raiders of the Lost Ark.
I've seen that one. What's the one where the guy has a sword, he brings out a sword and does cool sword tricks, and then Indy just shoots him in the head?
That's Raiders of the Lost Ark.
Oh, okay. What's the one where he runs from the boulder?
That's Raiders of the Lost Ark.
Okay, well, I've seen Raiders of the Lost Ark, I think. well, they're my facts about the Holy Grail. Apparently everyone knows. Okay, fine.
Hey, yeah, did you know it also, not only was it the cup that Jesus drank from, it was also the cup that they collected his blood in when he got crucified.
Brutal.
Same cup.
No shit.
Yeah, didn't have single-use plastics back then. They had to reuse.
That is true. Would have been
why'd they collect his
prize?
Blood? I guess because it's Jesus, right?
Well, I don't know. And then we started, now people drink wine and they're like, this is his blood.
That's
the whole
thing too.
The priest did a spell on it. Now I'm drinking blood.
So the priest did a spell?
He does.
That's true. I know. It's just funny.
So is that shit canonized? You know what I mean? Is that like proper?
Yeah, it's canon.
It's canon. Canon.
Is that canon?
Is it in the Bible
or did Disney ruin that too?
Yeah. DC destroyed the Bible EU.
So real actual question.
Yeah, shoot.
Is it in the Bible? Does the Bible reference the Holy Grail directly?
Ooh, amazing cue. I'm going to ask the internet.
I have no clue.
I'm going to ask Jesus.
I didn't even know Jesus drank from it. I just thought it was a magic cup.
Yeah, or is that kind of like, what are some other shit that they're just like, oh yeah, this too.
Mm.
Because I'm not religious. I don't know.
I'm not religious in any way, and I haven't... I didn't go to any Catholic school.
Wrong.
I don't know shit.
No.
There's nothing wrong if you are. It's fine. Just don't go, you know, don't. I don't want to see it on the streets. You don't need to have
it in my throat.
You don't need to have a day. for it.
They've got a whole month. They've got a whole all of December's all about them.
They just always make it about that. Oh, come on.
I know. It's... putting their Christmas trees up and their Christmas carols.
They're just
rubbing
their
little crosses
faces
on their buildings.
Yeah, I know. Do that stuff. I don't mind if you do it, but do it in your own home.
Yes, exactly.
Wearing the little crosses on the earrings, making the crosses a cool thing. And some of the youths wear them on their bracelets.
They marry each other now. Oh, they can, it's disgusting.
They have a whole ritual for getting married to each other, don't
they?
Have
a whole thing.
It's different to what we
it's
do.
It's a whole day.
I swear, in a church. I swear I read that there was something like kind of not right about it, you know?
Bit dodge?
Bit weird.
Yeah.
I've heard some rumours.
Yeah.
hey, I did just ask there. Jeeves.
That was great. It was a great riff, guys.
It was a nice little
We should start congratulating
riff.
Each other more on good riffs.
Hey, great job, everybody.
What?
I asked Jeeves.
What does Jeeves say?
Okay, I just want to explain what happened there. Cass was halfway through a sip. I went to say something, and then Cass went, and she interrupted me, even though her mouth was full of tea.
Real power move.
I know. It worked, too.
It did. I asked Jeeves, and I said, is the Holy Grail in the Bible?
Mm-hmm.
Jeeves not giving me some clear answers, but I did find a Quora. So Earl Weisenberg.
Oh, yeah. Why are you looking at Quora or ask Jeeves? Can I just say there's got to be a better way?
I don't think there is. I'm asking a guy, and I'm now getting answers from someone who's already asked the same question. Uh-huh. So this is Earl, who was a former deacon at the Covenant Church. No, it's not in the Bible.
Oh, okay.
It's not in the Bible.
No.
And that's from a deacon.
Yeah.
Cool.
That's crazy.
Also, the Holy Grail, we keep referring to it as this cup with many holes, but some places think it might have been a stone.
What? You can't drink from a stone.
Unless it had a big like sort of dip in it.
Yeah, well, sometimes stones are a bit porous. I reckon I could suck water out of a porous stone.
I don't think you could. I reckon you couldn't.
You've never picked up a wet stone from the beach and thought,
drink from it? No.
Maybe.
You could lick a wet stone.
Yeah,
I'm not
you
saying
could,
you can't
you
drink out of a stone.
You could suck stuff out
no,
of it.
No, you can't. You absolutely
you could suck
could
stuff
not.
Out of a stone.
You absolutely could not suck liquid out of a stone.
I'm embarrassed for how few rocks you've encountered in your life, and they've been non-porous.
There's some fucked conversations happening on this podcast already. Cass is saying that she can suck water from a stone.
What do you think, Ben? Do you think you could suck water out of a stone?
If you saw a porous wet stone, would you think I could suck the juice from inside this stone?
You know what? To be honest, it does depend on the stone. There are.
Yeah, exactly.
Like a basalt, isn't it? Or a limestone. Hello.
Oh.
Yeah, but
fuck yeah. I'm going to suck the shit out of that limestone.
But I think if you're going to suck it, I'm not saying you wouldn't get any liquid in your mouth, but that's from the outside of the stone you're getting.
No, it's
you're not getting water from inside the stone into your
idiot.
Mouth.
Why do you think fucking caves
Because it's a fucking
happen.
Stone!
Your snow, that's how
have you
caves
heard the, have
work.
You heard the phrase getting blood out of a stone?
That's
it's because
caves,
blood.
Your dog. You think you got to think about caves, okay? You're always forgetting about caves.
Yeah.
It's limestone and the fact that it's porous is the reason we have caves because water comes in.
Yeah, I understand
and then...
that rocks are porous. I'm not saying they're not porous. I'm saying that you, Ben, and you, Cass, could not pick up a stone and suck it so hard that liquid from inside the stone gets into your mouth.
Yes,
we
you
could
can,
because
no,
liquid,
yes,
if liquid,
could.
Any liquid that could get inside a stone, I could suck out.
Yep.
No, you couldn't. Right.
Then how did it get in?
Because it's slowly goes in.
I'd be gentle.
You've never seen a real porous rock in your life.
Maybe I haven't.
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking. We
I'm
can't
thinking
make fun of him for
brittle...
not having the same rich lives as us.
I'm thinking that real
take
brittle,
pity on me.
Like sort of almost white limestone.
Yeah.
You know,
I actually
that
haven't
shit.
Seen this stone. What the fuck you got?
That's
going
to hold some
white
water
limestone?
In it.
That is hectic. It's mad porous, dog.
Mad
for real.
Porous, dude.
Yeah. Air pressure and water tension holding all the tiny little bubbles in.
Mm, exactly.
No match for my lips.
Yeah, fuck yeah. Where are you guys seeing the stones? Beaches?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, well. Sure.
Absolutely at beaches. That's where the most stone and water interaction is.
I feel like I've only recently become a beach guy, so hey, maybe that's why.
You've never been to the Pinnacles, have you?
I've never even heard of the Pinnacles.
Oh,
what the hell are you talking about?
Pinnacles. We're talking Western Australia.
No, Western Australia's the only state I haven't been to.
That's so fancy.
Pinnacles in Cervantes.
Mm. It's so expensive to go there, Ben.
Oh, and
why
would you go
far away?
I mean, WA is actually beautiful.
Yeah, I've heard that.
But you got to go to Perth first, and that's always a bit of an issue, you know?
It's funny because I haven't been there, like, oh, it's the only state I haven't gone to, but it's like half the country.
Hayden, the Pinnacles are amazing natural limestone structures formed approximately 25 to 30,000 years ago after the sea receded and left deposits of seashells. Over time, coastal winds removed the surrounding sand, leaving the pillars exposed to the elements. The Pinnacles range in height and dimension. Some stand as high as 3.5 meters.
Whoa!
Wowee. Have you ever seen the 12 Apostles? There's like six of them now.
I have not. I would like to.
Really? I feel like it's the same thing. It's just big, like, columns of, I guess,
different kinds of rock.
The Apostles are much bigger. It's in sheer cliff face, you know?
Wait, Apostles are bigger?
Yeah, the Apostles are bigger than the Pinnacles.
Oh, yeah, you said 3.5 meters,
more,
yeah.
There's more Pinnacles than there are Apostles. They're dotted around.
Well, there was 12 apostles. There are basically 12 giant columns of, like, cliff in the ocean, but then they kept falling down because of erosion, so there's only, like, six left or something. But you still call it 12 apostles.
Genuinely, though, I remember going to the Pinnacles when I was a kid, and it is awesome. I still sort of remember.
Do you reckon it would hold up?
I think so. I reckon it's probably degraded since I was last there.
Yeah.
That would be... rocks do that.
Probably because of men.
I was thinking that. Like, is it a climate change thing or is it just erosion happens all the time anyway?
I reckon it's both people going in there and fucking the Pinnacles up and also just natural erosion from the wind.
Mm. Do you reckon you could knock over a Pinnacle? I don't know. I've not seen a picture. Are they rock solid? I mean, I guess they're... Are they seashells, you were
some,
saying?
Some are quite brittle, yeah.
You could punch a Pinnacle?
Yeah.
I reckon if you kicked it in a weak spot...
Like, you know that video of a Russian girl who kicks down a tree? Do you reckon you could do that to the Pinnacle?
I would not want to do that to the Pinnacle, Hayden.
I'm not saying if you would. I'm saying could you?
Like, you had
depends
to.
On the Pinnacle.
Gun to your head.
Yeah,
gun to your
they're
head.
Going to kill you if you don't knock down a Pinnacle, Ben. Are you
why do
it?
They want me to fall? Why don't they knock them down a Pinnacle
we don't know
themselves?
What these guys are
just
crazy.
Just give them what they
they're
want,
crazy.
Ben.
Come on, it's not worth it, Ben. Just kick down the Pinnacle,
your life
please.
Isn't
you
know worth kill it, me. Please. The world needs comedy. No, Ben,
in a fucking head, then destroy something as old and as... magical as a pinnacle in the Cervantes, Western Australia.
Fair enough. Very noble.
I'm one of the noblest dudes around in the fact that I'm full of helium.
Oh, good stuff. Noble gas. That's great.
It's a noble gas. Yeah. It's a noble gas.
What makes a noble gas noble? Little, do you actually know? I don't know.
I think it helped like a stranger.
It was has royal blood.
Yeah.
Yeah,
it's in the feudal system of the elements.
Yeah, it people has serfs.
Yeah,
it has noble gases and serf gases.
It was born better than the other gases, and it deserves more.
Who are the peasant gases then, or who
Argon.
Are the peasant elements?
You reckon Argon?
Argon's a peasant.
Ugh. Argon?
Yeah, Argon.
Argon.
More like go and fucking. Kill yourself, Argon, you piece of shit. Went too hard on Argon.
No, it is true. It is.
No, sorry, Argon.
No. And Argon is inert and colorless and odorless. So
what's the point? Yeah. May as well be air.
That we've got stuff that does that already.
Yeah.
Yeah. That, I mean, anyone can be inert.
That's well. I wish I was a nerd. If you could choose to be a nerd and have no chemical reactions going on,
oh man, that
would you just
mean...
turn to stone or what?
No, that would be a chemical reaction.
Oh, yeah. No, but okay, so there's a chemical reaction and you'd become inert. There's one.
Yeah.
Just
and then from then on you're inert. What would that look like, do you think?
Does that mean I can't wash my hands anymore?
Well, I think you can't move. That might be some kind of chemical reaction because there's like a whole thing of lactic acids and... Well, that's probably not a chemical reaction, though. That's just...
They're already
moving.
In there.
They're already in there.
Yeah, it's wet wet stuff on the inside. I think that's already in. I don't think we'd be able to add more stuff.
You wouldn't be able to eat, though. You wouldn't be able to digest.
No.
Yeah.
No chemical reactions in your tum.
The noble gases are kind of like the, the Mayfair in Monopoly. That's the one that you want to land on, right?
Yeah.
Oh,
that's
Well,
you want to land on it early. Otherwise, you're fucked. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that's right. Otherwise, you can take people out of the game.
Yeah.
Like that when you play the periodic table.
Absolutely brutal.
Yeah.
Mm. Which one's the go that gives me 200?
Gold, surely.
Yeah, I reckon probably gold. Yeah.
And then, like,
good old ag.
Copper and your other metallics are your railways.
Yep. Yeah,
I'd like a bismuth.
For that.
I don't know if you noticed just then, I couldn't think of one other metal. I said copper and the other ones.
Iron? That's a big one.
Yeah, that would be one. Zinc, absolutely.
I think bismuth. Bismuth is one.
Bismuth. That's a goodie.
That's a
what does bismuth do?
Zinc. What do you reckon about that?
What do I reckon about zinc? I think it's good for you. You put it on your nose.
Yeah, you have to
blocks
eat
out the sun.
Eat a bunch of it, makes you well.
Yeah, if you're having cramps, eat some zinc.
Magnesium.
Ah, fuck, it is magnesium.
Yeah, it is magnesium, dude. Yeah, that's embarrassing.
What's zinc for?
I think zinc's for like your
like
immunity.
Helps you get better? Yeah.
Yeah.
It's
yeah.
either keeps you immune or helps you get better if you are sick.
There you go. Hey, Ben.
Yes?
Where would you hide the Holy Grail?
Probably in a desert, and I would use.
Oh yeah.
I would use the Temple of Petra as sort of the outside set.
You wouldn't think that'd be too obvious?
They're not going to check.
Wouldn't that be?
People come in every day.
If I was going to look for the Holy Grail, I'd be like, I'm going to go find some ruins.
Yeah, no.
Why are you hiding them in ruins?
Because they'll get ruined.
I guess what's the motivation for hiding it? Do you want no one to ever find it, or do you want someone to find it, but it has to be really tricky? You have to be noble enough to wield it.
I was trying to hide it from others. So yeah. I did some research, did some search on the Holy Grail. People think it has magic powers.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It heals you. It gives you eternal life or something.
Immortal or youth. People believe different things.
Then when did the Holy Grail myth first come about? Because someone made that shit up I mean, the Bible was written by
I think it's medieval. I think it's from medieval times.
Yeah.
But then it was made it big in the King Arthur literature.
I think it's probably people looking back at all the pictures being like, man, that cup's probably magic.
Yeah.
They use
the
same cup.
That cup looks like this cup as well. It's probably the same cup.
The same cup.
That seems like really lazy writing, that it was the same cup that he drank out of.
It was old times. It's old times.
We didn't have as many cups.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I've used the same cup so many days in a row for so many different drinks.
They had a big feast, right? They had the final feast and they all took a photo.
Yeah. Let's do a silly one.
It is lazy writing, Ben, but you got to imagine at the time it wasn't lazy because no one had written it yet.
That's true.
You
know,
it's
that's
only
true.
Lazy
you're
writing now because it's so.
You're right. You're right. You're right.
It's the first of its kind.
I'm a fan. I apologize.
It's like, hey, you listen to the Beatles now and you're like, yawn. But at the time, God, they're blown minds.
Say that.
I should.
But yeah, it has dated, hasn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
The Holy Grail.
Do you reckon we should do a gritty reboot?
A gritty reboot of the Holy Grail.
Yeah.
What's a grittier version of a grail? Because it has to be like a dagger or something, right?
No, I reckon
gritty
syringe.
Oh, that's gritty.
Yeah,
damn.
Gritty.
That's
it was the syringe that Jesus used to overdose on or something.
Jesus's blood directly into your veins.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And you'll be high. You'll never have to chase the dragon again.
And you'll also have Hep C.
Yeah. What a bonus. Sort of like Jesus. A monkey paw situation.
Something with you for life. That's nice.
You can manage it, though.
Yeah.
It's not a death sentence anymore.
No. It's just some, deficiency sort of vibe.
Yeah. I think, if I was going to hide the Holy Grail or the Holy Syringe, I mean, it depends what the motivation is, because I would just, drop it in the real deep ocean, because we still can't really get there now. And, just have it loose.
It would be crushed by the pressure of the ocean, though.
Yeah.
You could push it past that fish wall. You know that big fish wall they've found at the bottom of the ocean?
Fish wall.
It's a fish wall, baby.
They thought they found the bottom of the sea.
Here we go.
And then it ended up being a wall of fish that they think might be, 60% of all the fish.
What?
What do you mean it's a wall of fish?
Like a solid wall of fish?
So it's just so many fish swimming at one level of the ocean.
They thought it was the floor.
Oh, wow.
They thought it was the floor?
And then they're like, the floor's moving. Then they're like, oh, those are
It's just 1 million fish swimming so close together. That's crazy. You got the whole ocean to swim in and you all swim on the same level in a big wall.
I hate that.
It's cold. I reckon I'd be snuggly too if I were that cold.
But you're cold-blooded. You don't need to be warm, right?
Yeah,
the fish need to be warm?
You have to be warm if you're cold-blooded.
Oh.
No.
You know how snakes have to sit in the sun and then sometimes they eat so much and they get stuck in the sun and die?
Yes.
Are fish warm-blooded or cold-blooded?
Well, shit, I don't know. There must be warm-blooded.
I read somewhere that the term warm and cold-blooded isn't actually that helpful.
Right. I guess there's a big sliding. Maybe they're medium-blooded. Yeah, they're lukewarm.
Yeah,
blooded.
It's like
not sort of air temperature.
Really, the way that you kind of can think about it anymore.
Okay.
It's weird.
Yeah,
apparently,
right.
I think I remember something like that.
But does that just mean it's not helpful depending on the question you ask? Because surely it's helpful in some contexts.
There's only one fish that's warm blooded.
What's that? Can I guess?
Yep.
The tuna.
Nah.
Fuck. Whale shark.
Nah.
Regular shark.
No.
Shit. Warm-blooded. What? The sunfish.
Getting close.
Moonfish.
What it looks like.
Groper.
No.
Stingray. Manta ray.
You'll never get it.
I might get it.
No, you're
there's only so many fish in the sea.
I'd call him stupid.
What is it?
It's called the opa.
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 Yeah.
It'd be good if real life was like Pokemon where fish just said their own name. Because that's a good name to say. Opa. Opa.
They name themselves. The Pokemon.
Yeah,
is that true?
Yeah.
Pokemon name themselves? I guess so.
Yeah, you just
because they say their own name. They wouldn't be taught to them.
That would be insane.
Yeah.
Do we have any animals in real life that we do that to?
They say their own name?
No, that we've named them after the sound they make.
Cow.
Which is the same thing. Cow. Yeah, sort of. They don't really have the C, though. They kind of say ow, really.
No.
They really do say moo.
Moo cow, though.
Yeah, if you call them a moo cow. Also, bark dogs, they do that too. And meow cats. Meow cats.
Yeah, that is. Meow cat, meow cat everybody knows. Dog, bark dog, nah.
Yeah. Oh, wolf dog, sorry.
Wolf dog.
Yeah.
Chip bird.
Chip bird.
Ribbit frog.
Yep.
Yep.
Blow fly. They go blow, 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 blow.
They just do it a lot. Really fast, so it sounds like a.
Yeah, because they're so tiny. They're going blah, 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 blah.
Faster than the
human.
Sounds
so high pitched to us.
Brain can comprehend.
Yeah. Maybe a whale?
Whales are warm blooded.
They're
not a fish.
Exactly. You passed the test.
You said that.
Mother's milk.
Oh, yeah.
How do you breastfeed underwater?
Same way.
I suppose so.
I mean, you latch on. It's not like on land we don't squirt it into the air and then goes into the mouth. It's just it's tit nipple to mouth. There's no outside force. It's fine.
Nipple to mouth.
You could breastfeed in space.
Yeah, you could breastfeed in space. I guess. And I don't think we've sent any babies up there.
Oh, you'd have. Oh, that probably
would do that. What's the youngest person to go to space?
We should send a kid up there. At
am
least.
I out of competition? So I'm 25. I think if I went to space, am I the youngest? Or probably not. Probably not.
We should fucking send a kid up.
Yeah,
to space.
We need to get a kid up there. Because the kid would come back tall.
So, yeah, they would. Yeah, if you went to space pre-puberty and then had puberty in space, you would come back a freaking giant.
Also,
you'd just be so long.
They would age just a little fraction of a second slower.
Yeah, because of space time.
Because of space. Ooh.
Yeah.
Yeah, let's try
they come back
puberty
younger
in
than
space.
They should be.
Yeah.
Spoobity.
Spoobity.
Let's spoobity. Do some spoobity. What if it makes you better?
What?
What do you mean? Better than what? Are you sick? Well, let's send sick kids to space,
sick
see what
kids
happens.
To space.
Spoobity. No, just what if going to space will make you a better person than if you just went through Earth puberty?
Couldn't I think it might. Worse. I mean, it gives you perspective at the very least.
Yeah.
Going
up
there. Seeing
maybe get some existential dread. Because I had a lot of that when I was going through puberty anyway. But if you're looking at one side is everyone you've ever known and loved, and the other side of you is the abyss.
Unknowable void.
Yeah, that maybe would freak you out.
But I think maybe if you timed it right, like you start being like, I could die, you get all your existential stuff, but then you can see, like, oh, but Earth's little. My problems are little.
We should send all the bad kids out into space.
Yeah. Really sort them out.
What if they come back worse, though? What if space is bad?
No, space. Well, I mean, space is neither, wouldn't you say?
Yeah, I think the whole universe is very, it's neither. It's nothing.
Completely neutral.
It's all just, it just is. Doesn't care.
I reckon that's good for a kid.
I think that is good for a kid.
You know?
And the realities of the universe at 14.
That's good. Come back at, 15, 16?
They'd be so wise.
Yeah. It'd be like a ground roots movement.
Would you go to space if you could, Ben?
Would I go to space? 100%. I would love to go to space.
What if there was a 1 in 10 chance that the rocket explodes and you die? Would you go to space?
Yeah, I'd do it.
I think I would too.
1 in 10?
Yeah, it'd be cool.
1 in 10 is a lot.
To go to space? What are you that's the final frontier.
Yeah, so I'd go later.
It's funny to call it the final frontier when it's like 99.9999% of everything in the entire universe. So we just, we've done Earth. All we need to do is the rest of the universe. It's the final frontier. One more to go.
What about the moon? Moon's in there like, come on, dudes.
I was thinking last night, I was couldn't get to sleep, and I was like, how realistically, if, this is what I think about. If aliens came to Earth and were peaceful, like what would realistically what would happen and how would they go about it? And I was thinking they'd probably learn English or something because they'd hack into the internet and they'd be online and they'd learn our language that way and they'd drop some kind of big tome or something or a big rock with like a Rosetta Stone of their language and our language. And then I reckon that's how they'd do it.
Why would they use a rock when they can read the internet? Can't they just post something on
email? Well,
because no, because a rock is real, right? And that you can, anyone can post it. No, but you could. I could post a thing saying I'm aliens, and I could post a very convincing video saying, "Hey, it's me, I'm aliens," and people would be like, "Nah, fake." But if it's a big rock that falls from the sky in front of everyone from a UFO,
people would be like, "Hoax." I think it would be very hard to convince. If you do, they look like us.
It doesn't. Well, you don't see them.
You don't see them.
But they give you a bit, they give us a big book of their biology.
No one would ever believe it.
I think the human mind is really fully capable of
can you imagine
fathoming and comprehending aliens.
It does make you feel a bit sick if aliens did come, you're like, oh my God.
I'd want to say hi. I would love it. For them. I don't think people are kind.
Yeah,
they
have to really be pretty careful about it.
I'd stay away.
Yeah.
Would you? Yeah. I'd love to shake an alien's hand.
No, if I was an alien, I would stay away. That's why I don't think UFOs are necessarily aliens because, like, why? I think we give ourselves way too much credit.
Oh, if you learned anything about Earth, you'd think, I'll skip that.
There were those drones that they can't explain. You heard about them?
No.
So basically, there's like, not spherical, but very rounded drones that go like crazy fast, and they zigzag and stop and start so much so they calculated that the inside of the craft would be like, it would 7 G's or something. Basically, it would crush any bones of anything living inside it. So like they're drones, and they go faster than the speed of sound, but they don't make a sonic boom. Mm. And like, oh, by the way, the people that found this were the like U.S. Air Force. And so there's all these videos from the U.S. Air Force being like, what the fuck are these guys? And then the U.S. government had to be like, don't know. And that was it, and no one said anything. And like, they're way more advanced than like any technology we feasibly have. So there you go.
Maybe they're time travelers.
Maybe. Because you're like, it's probably Russia. But then you're like, well, why wouldn't Russia use those drones right now? They're currently at war.
Show off as if someone wouldn't show off your tech. Yeah. Everyone loves showing off their tech. Everyone loves showing off tech that doesn't exist yet that they think about. You know,
Let's get those startups.
Yeah,
maybe
get on the stock market. Get the prices up.
Invest in alien tech.
Would you go back in time if you could go back in time?
I'd go forward in time. Wouldn't go back in time.
You can't go forward in time.
I'd be too scared. Why? Yes, that's. It'd be more likely you go forward in time.
No, it's a one-way trip.
Okay, so
there's a gun to your family's head.
Fuck.
And saying you got to go back in time, but we'll take you back anytime you want. Which one would you be?
I'd go back. Okay, does the butterfly effect happen? If I go back and change something, does it fuck shit up in the present?
You won't know. It's a one-way trip.
I don't know how time works.
Yeah, right, sure. So you're just like a mad scientist who's created the time machine. But
I didn't make it. You know. I didn't make it.
Okay, right. Wait, do you have the gun or the man just had the gun?
No, I got the gun.
And okay.
But I didn't make the time machine. I just have it.
All right. I can choose what time. You're being generous about
credits due. You know, I can't sort of say that I made the time machine when I didn't make
it. Can I go back to the day before and then warn myself not to go where I was going today? So not to get kidnapped by you guys?
I guess so.
Yeah, I'm going to do that. Bang.
So not
hacked it. I hacked your hypothetical.
Right. Okay.
Okay, so Ben, you're holding a gun to your own head. Which way are you going?
I'm going to do one of those, like, get all the know-how.
Oh, fuck. I should have done that.
And, like, get the lottery numbers and the stock market and all that.
Oh, but you said it was a one-way ticket.
Yeah, I know.
But you go back to the '90s or something.
So I'll go here. I'll like get all the shit, and I'll be like,
God, I could have been rich.
Boom, 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 boom. Get super rich.
But then, wouldn't you interact with yourself from the '90s? And wouldn't that be a whole thing?
Oh, man, I'm rich. I'm not going to fucking hang out with that loser.
That's true. You'd have to get like a whole new identity, though.
Yeah,
oh, he has money. He has won the lottery money. He can get anything he wants.
But wait, I don't think if you win the lottery, I think you need to show ID and stuff first. And like, hey, your thing expires in 40 years and it's got a high def photo. What's going on?
Yeah, what's high def? Also, identity.
I'll just find someone back then
who looks like you. Put on some glasses and
steal their identity. Oh, yeah. By then, or I'll just go back before they had like big internet, you know. So I'll just be like, "Hey, my name is Dave," and they'll be like, "Oh yeah, no worries, cool."
Yeah, I lost my birth certificate. Can I get a new one? Sure.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah,
they must have. They has to. They just would have had to do that. Wait, what happens now? If your house burns down, you live alone, you have no family, and all of your stuff, your birth certificate, your passport, your ID, it's all gone.
Yeah.
And also you didn't have the internet. Yeah. What do you do?
Well, they're like, where do you go? I'm locked out of the cloud. All my passwords were auto-generated and then auto-saved.
Yeah, or something like that.
I wonder what happens
Who
to you.
Who do you go to? The government?
Do you go to Centrelink?
For Cass's question, it's you have to like talk to Google.
Yeah, you have to ask Jeeves.
Yeah, probably, you know, talk to a government service and, things like that.
Yeah, just check what's good. Yeah.
And then your question, Hayden, I think you just ceased to exist back then. They were just like, oh, nah, sorry.
Off the grid.
Yeah.
Do you know it wasn't illegal in Australia to fake your own death? And a friend of mine, his great uncle was the last person to ever do it because he faked his own death successfully. Well, not that successfully because they found him and then they had to change the law because, like, oh, we can't keep having this happen.
That rules.
Yeah. So he had a cab and rolled it off a cliff and was like, sick. I'm dead now. And the cops were like, well, I know you're not dead, but it's not a crime to do this, so don't do that again, please. And they changed the law.
So did he, when you say he kind of got away with it, did he get out of all the debts and stuff he was hoping?
I'm actually not sure I imagine the debts would have got back to him because they found him alive and they were like, well, you're not actually dead. But they couldn't charge him. Oh, you know what? I remember that because he rolled his cab off a cliff into a creek and they couldn't charge him with faking your own death because it wasn't a crime. So they charged him with littering. Yeah. Cass, where would you go back in time if you were going back in time?
Oh, well, I mean, that's the obvious one, isn't it? Go back and, you know, try and buy myself a house so I don't have to.
Oh, you
could
buy a house for like $80.
I know.
Oh, that's a good idea. You have a wallet full of cash, but you get old cash, right? Go back to the 90s when inflation wasn't so bad. You buy a house for like $20.
Okay.
In cash.
I'm talking about
no ID.
Take
80s.
Old money back in time.
I reckon 80s.
80s would be good.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, maybe. Yeah, I think there were some fun times that we had, weren't there? I would love to have seen all of. I didn't want to participate, but just going to a club in the 90s and seeing all the heroin chic people, I reckon for us now, that would look very scary and that would seem a bit like horror. I reckon looking at how people would look in different time periods.
Oh, God. And then you think about
in person would be a bit scary.
The 80s would be tough as well. So would the 90s. In fact, any time, the reality of going back in time is that this is actually a better time for a lot of people.
Well,
quality of living, even though it's still fucking awful.
Mm.
Yeah.
This is by far the best time to be alive, which is really saying something.
This is shit.
Oh, yeah.
But you think about, like, all the stuff that was happening in the 90s and you go, oh, okay, well, 80s.
Probably
you go, oh, my God.
Worse.
Yeah, and then the further back you go, the worse it gets.
70s. Oh, you're Jesus sort of like, Christ.
I mean, maybe for me and you, Ben, it wouldn't be so bad, but
oh, yeah,
in
I gotta,
general,
I, there's,
no good.
There's a cutoff for me. If I'm going back in time and I have to stay there, it's like, oh, all right.
Yeah, your options are quite limited.
I reckon late 90s, early 2000s, because...
Yeah. 2000s is a great one, actually.
That's a fun one.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
Things are cooked, but I would know that if I pushed hard enough,
yeah,
I know where the limits are, so I could push pretty hard in some directions, and I would definitely gain and then lose my job.
Oh, you get paid a lot less.
Oh,
I reckon.
Absolutely nothing. But I know.
Thank God we don't have that anymore, huh?
Oh, God. Good thing they fixed it.
Right? Well... On that note, I've been Hayden.
I've been Cass.
And Ben, thank you very much for joining us. Time to Die, it's on 10 Play right now. It's a pilot. Hopefully it gets picked up.
Yeah, that'd be nice. And well, one way that you can really just help is just to go watch it. You don't
go
even
watch
have
it.
To. I mean, you should watch it, and I'm proud of it. But even if it's not your cup of tea, just go and play it.
And walk away.
And walk away. Or put, you know.
Put it on repeat.
Yeah, put it on repeat. Watch it a few times.
Exactly.
Tweet about it. Actually, tweeting about it would
tweeting
be
about
pretty helpful too.
Yeah, tweets,
get a lot of buzz around this show. Hopefully they can pick it up.
Yeah, it'd be nice because it is a good, you know, I'm very biased because I'm a comedian, but it's great for, we will showcase, you know, comedy rooms and comedians on television.
You know, it is kind of a bit of a catch 22 because, like, hey, you get to come on TV and do stand up. The catch is it has to be the worst stand up
possible. But we do, like, you know, big them up. Otherwise, there's less. If we're like, because part of it is, you know, the fact that these are good working comedians, all sort of like my level, like, sort of, I would say, mid tier comedians.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And we, that they don't get much sort of screen time
nowadays.
There's
nothing for them, yeah.
No. So there's not a lot there. There are some, but not a huge amount. And it's just, I think it'd be cool to get a little fresh faces on TV.
Good to see who's out there.
Yeah.
Yeah. What other pilots are you competing against?
This I should know this, right? Because I'm...
I realize, as I said, I'm like, probably not a good idea to plug Courtney's, the other pilots.
Yeah. Courtney's act. No, go watch them. See what you... I'm not going to tell you what you want to like and, you know, what not to. But Courtney's act is good. That's got Courtney Act.
Oh, cool.
And
oh,
yeah. Luke McGregor.
Oh, that sounds great.
There's one...
And that's streaming now as well?
Nerelda Jacobs as well that she's doing. There's like two more that I can't remember.
We'll see him.
Well, watch all of them, but watch Ben's like twice. Because if you got to watch all of them, you got to, yeah, make sure you watch Ben's twice.
That's right.
That's
right.
The rules.
That is the rules.
But you do it on 10play.com.
10play.com.au. That's
get into it.
Thanks, Ben.
Thank you both so much. It was a joy.